Tuesday, July 12th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we continue to see the fallout of the decision by the Supreme Court concerning the Dobbs case and the overturning of Roe and Casey. While many Christians have celebrated the outcome of the Dobbs case, there are many who are not happy with that decision. The Antifa-linked group Jane's Revenge has written a letter vowing to do more to overturn the decision, and it seems as if they really want to see the destruction of pro-life pregnancy centers. In this letter that they recently sent out, among other things, they said, "We are versatile, we are mercurial, and we answer to no one but ourselves."
What they're saying in that initial statement, Tom, is that versatility, they have different ways to manifest their assault upon crisis pregnancy centers in particular, as well as pro-life movements, pro-life organizations, and pro-life churches, and government officials such as the Supreme Court justices who continue to be harassed without appropriate protection from either the state or local governments where they reside, as well as the federal government, which, as it were, put a legislative initiative from the Senate. When it got to the House, it got put into a cul-de-sac that was designed to give protection to the Supreme Court justices. Now, when you hear things like this, you understand why this is very important. Antifa, which is an anarchist, Marxist organization, they not only say that they're versatile, they're mercurial, which means that they are explosive. They can just shoot off in any direction that they want to, given the environment. And then if you didn't get the message, they then say, thirdly, that we answer to no one, which means they're anarchists. Then they do what's right in their own eyes. It really doesn't matter if it's right or not. It's whatever they want to do, whatever they think will accomplish their end. And their end has nothing to do with abortion. Their end has everything to do with anarchy. Because once you create anarchy, then you have to create something to cure anarchy. And how do you cure anarchy? Big government. And they get control of the government, and now we are the ones who are in the position of oppressing others because they see the government as an instrument of oppression. They're not going to get rid of it. They just want to occupy it, and they want to use it. At the moment, they actually are in rebellion against the present government. That is a government that's supposed to be ruled by law. But Tom, what's interesting with these statements and already their record, they've already taken credit for assaults upon crisis pregnancy centers. This Antifa group called Jane's Revenge, they've already engaged in horrendous activity. And what they're saying now is, if you think this is something, wait till you see what's coming. They made a declaration, we're going to give everyone 30 days to repent of this decision and reinstitute abortion on demand, anytime, anywhere, for any reason. You either do that or we're going to bring destruction and mayhem against these crisis pregnancy centers, against other organizations, and against individuals in order to create the confusion whereby, quote unquote, this will be reversed. But Tom, what I find interesting is with the demonstrations that have already been done, with the illegal activity that's already been done, with the promise of more to come, what do we hear from the Department of Justice? Crickets. We don't hear anything from them, and nothing is being done to deal with this organization, and nothing is being done publicly, which would give some comfort to people who are being targeted by this organization.
It's interesting because we've seen in the U.S. Senate legislation passed that would protect the Supreme Court justices. That same legislation failed in the House, and yet at the same time, you and I were talking off mic about the fact that there are already laws on the books that would give the Attorney General Merrick Garland the authority to come in and immediately arrest the protesters that are outside the Supreme Court justices' homes.
You certainly can make a case for the federal Department of Justice and the law enforcement agencies to get involved. But of course, you could make the case that the states in which these things are being done, they should be involved and they should be addressing it. When you hear those kind of threats, that automatically ought to bring some kind of investigative or shot across the bow declaration from our law enforcement agencies in general, and certainly the federal level in particular, most particularly the FBI.
It's not just the Attorney General Merrick Garland. It's not just Jane's revenge. One particular U.S. senator by the name of Elizabeth Warren is declaring war on crisis pregnancy centers. Let me read you a few of the tweets she has put out in recent days. We need to put a stop to crisis pregnancy centers right now. With Roe gone, it's more important than ever to crack down on so-called crisis pregnancy centers that mislead and deceive patients seeking abortion care. My bill with Senator Menendez will stop these harmful practices. We need to crack down on the deceptive practices these centers use to prevent people from getting abortion care. I've got the bill to do just that.
They want to stop any apologetic, any defense, any declaration of the sanctity of life through the crisis pregnancy center. They keep saying misinformation and deception. I keep asking, tell me some. What are they doing? Well, basically what they're upset about are the sonograms. The mother gets to see the child in the womb and see, oh, this isn't just, quote, fetal tissue. That's a person. I see that person reaching out. That's my child. That's what I see. That's not deceptive information. That's actually accurate information. Hey, who is it that's denying science? And then when they say, here are options such as adoption, here are people that will give you resources. What are the deceptive practices? What is the misleading information? Here's what their problem is they do not want any alternative presented. They want the genocidal autonomy to target this defenseless child, and notice none of them ever talk about the child in the womb. Read everything Elizabeth Warren has written about her quote-unquote legislation that is designed to suppress the public debate in the public square over the sanctity of life and to suppress an organization that is nonprofit. She complains there are three times as many crisis pregnancy centers as there are abortuaries. By the way, if malfeasance is involved, where are the lawsuits? They're not there because they are very careful medically, informationally. They dot their I's and cross their T's. But in the abortuaries, do you want to see what's happened there? Would you like to see the lawsuits that have come against the abortuaries? And by the way, why would Planned Parenthood not be able to multiply what they're doing with all the federal money that they get, the crisis pregnancy center, yet none? And if abortion is being curtailed, didn't Planned Parenthood make a public declaration that only 3% of what they do is to give abortions?
That's what they've said.
Yeah, well, you can see the inaccuracy of it. You can see the demoralization that life is now being affirmed. And those who want to promote the death culture, those who want to have sexual promiscuity with no consequences, we want the freedom to kill the child in the name of my own convenience and in the name of my own well-being. Tom, it's just unbelievable, the hedonistic, self-absorbed culture that we have developed. And now we have one of the most powerful people, that's a senator, trying to create a movement where those who would speak for pro-life, sacrificially and with a servant heart, give themselves to provide support for those who would choose life. She wants to shut them down. When in reality, with the overturn of Dobbs, these pregnancy centers are going to be needed more than ever, so we don't need to shut them down. If anything, we need to consider federal support for them, but I would hate for that to happen because then would come federal control. So let's just keep providing it. We have doubled down on our support of the Save a Life and crisis pregnancy centers in Alabama, and I'm hoping that other places will do the same thing, as well as adoption agencies, such as I highly commend Lifeline.
As we close out for today, let me offer you the opportunity to subscribe to Today in Perspective. It's easy. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday, we'll automatically download to your device a new edition of this podcast. A great way to stay in touch. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.